Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TV's Will Birchfield joins us now here on 97.1 A Ticket and website contributor here on 97.1 A Ticket. And we're going to do this every Friday prior to a Lions weekend. Birchie, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. Thanks for having me on for the maiden voyage.
Yes.
I think we can do better than website contributor.
Well, what would you?
Yeah,
I think so too.
Yeah, we can pimp that out, right?
Yeah. I mean,
website pimp Will Birchfield.
Now we're talking.
Well, that might get us in trouble.
Yes, it might. All right, let's talk about injuries. Who showed up on the practice field today?
Well, the big news was that Penei Sewell was back out there. He had obviously not been at practice this week with that ankle injury. He was out there. He was moving around fine. He was even running the routes that the offensive linemen run to warm up at practice, catching over-the-shoulder passes from the quarterbacks. So he looks like he should be good to go. He did say as much himself this week, as you guys know. Davenport was not out there, and that's troubling for his availability on Sunday. He also hasn't practiced this week with a groin injury. We all know the injury history he's had in the past, so that does cast some doubt about his status for Sunday. Melifonwu, also not out there, hasn't practiced this week with an ankle injury. And Isaiah Williams, the rookie receiver who made the team as an undrafted free agent, was injured yesterday with an ab. He was also out today. But, of course, the biggest news, Sewell is back. That looks like he obviously should play Sunday.
Okay, so does that mean we see, for the first time, James Houston and Tim Patrick this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, for one, on the defensive line, we might see Kyle Pecco, and Dan Campbell was talking today about the versatility that having DJ Reader back allows them to do up front. You know, they think that everyone from McNeil to Levi to Pascal to Pecco can play anywhere from the nose to the three tech to the big end. I personally want to see Ali McNeil play big end. That sounds like a sight to behold. And so if Davenport can't go, I think that's the way they configure the rest of the defensive line without him. And then at receiver, we did see Tom Kennedy last week, and he's someone who actually was looked at by Jared Goff a couple times, never had a target, but he was a potential receiver, I think, as Jared Goff said this week on these very airwaves. So they might stick with him there. But Tim Patrick, by the way, his head stands out. Whenever those receivers all huddle up, you can find Tim Patrick quickly. He obviously has the size and physicality they're searching for at that X position. So maybe it does open the door to see him on Sunday.
Well, judging by what Penei Sewell was doing to start the practice, I mean, that's where your big receiver is right there.
Well, and not just that receiver, but Scotty Montgomery said this week, running backs coach, he's trying to recruit Sewell to come play running back. So we might see all kinds of different utilizations of Penei Sewell on Sunday.
That's awesome. You talk about DJ Reader. What are the realistic expectations of what we can see from a guy who really hasn't played a whole lot of football in a Lions uniform in practice and certainly hasn't even played in the game yet?
Yeah, it's interesting. Anytime you mention that to his teammates, they all say, we expect him to be full-on DJ Reader, you know, collapse the pocket, stuff the run, help McNeil occupy some double teams. And Lee McNeil couldn't stop smiling this week, talking about having DJ Reader back next to him, knowing that if they don't double-team him, he's going to destroy centers in that nose position. And so they'll have to give him extra attention. That should give McNeil, especially on passing downs, some one-on-ones to work with. So McNeil in particular is fired up to have Reader back next to him. I know Hutchinson said the same thing. Look, he might not play 30, 40-plus snaps, but I think he'll make his presence felt pretty early on in that game.
What is the knock on Houston? Is it simply that he might be the only real just pass rusher on the team, that there's no other role for him because he's not a run stuffer. He's not a guy who can slide back to linebacker. They kind of gave up on that. Is it just that he's like a third down specialist?
Yeah, you know, I don't think that they feel comfortable yet bringing someone to a game as an active player who might not play more than 15 snaps, 20 at the most. There's so much else to worry about entering a Sunday, whether it's special teams or on offense, that I don't think they're willing to make Houston active, knowing that he might only play that many snaps. I thought it was interesting today that even linebackers coach Kelvin Shepherd said, you know, we're still not giving up on the idea of James Houston being that Sam linebacker, kind of playing a similar role to Derek Barnes. So I think they are searching for ways to get him on the field, but they have to trust that he can do more than just be a pass rusher 15 times a game.
So we had a listener describe Ford Field for the opener as the building was sweating. They did lose their home opener last year, and it happened to be in week two when they were a pretty comfortable favorite against Seattle. And they did lose that game to Green Bay when it was at a fever pitch at Thanksgiving. But it feels like the Lions fans have taken this building up to 11, and this could be the biggest home field advantage. They were speculating on NFL Network, this is the biggest home field advantage in the NFL.
Yeah, I was having the same conversation yesterday with a few people down here. And, I mean, you talk about Seattle, KC, and New Orleans, right? Those are kind of the signature home field advantage crowds in the NFL. Well, Ford Field is clearly right there now. I thought this was incredible last week, that Brian Branch told Terrion Arnold, Ford Field's louder than Bryant-Denny Stadium. And Arnold was like, no way, that's not possible. He came out of the tunnel and said afterwards it was way louder. He said his ears were shaking. He felt like he was in a movie. I went back and looked. The decibel record at Bryant-Denny Stadium was set last season against LSU after Arnold's interception against Jaden Daniels. The decibel record was 113.1. It was louder than that on the Rams' first snap at Ford Field last week. So before they had even played an actual down of football, it was louder than it ever has been at one of the loudest stadiums in college football. So, it seems like every week they get louder and louder, and it's obviously a huge edge for that defense.
Put that in your bucket,
Doug. Yeah, that's right. That's a great, great little nugget there. As far as the Lions' defense is concerned, last week, Cooper Kupp didn't kill them, but he did have 14 catches on 21 targets. This week is a totally different challenge for the new secondary with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and this Jalen McMillan could have had 3 touchdowns in the opener. Baker just overthrew him on 2 of them, and they all would have been big plays. I think we really get a better sense for what the new secondary looks like this week.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, Doug, if they had given you 21 targets last week, you know, you might have come down with three or four yourself.
That's
they
true.
Once Puka left that game, they were doing everything they could to find Cooper Kupp. But I agree, this is a real measuring stick for this new secondary. Mike Evans, by the way, can we just take a minute to appreciate Mike Evans, who might be the most underappreciated surefire Hall of Famer of his generation? He's had 10 straight 1,000-yard seasons. If he has one more, he ties Jerry Rice. He was pretty good for the most all time. And I know you guys love, you know, week one, is he on pace for? He is on pace for, after week one, another 1,000-yard season. He had two touchdowns last week. He also had a touchdown in 147 yards last time these two teams played. Now, that was against Cam Sutton and Kendall Vildor. It's going to look a lot different on Sunday with Carlton Davis, Terrion Arnold. This is a really good test for Arnold, assuming that he spends most of his day covering Godwin. You guys mentioned it earlier. Carlton Davis stood up in a meeting yesterday with the DBs and gave this detailed, articulate description of all of the Bucs receivers. So they feel ready to go. They also know that Baker, the risk taker, as Arnold called him yesterday, is going to throw the ball. Like there are going to be chances all game long for the safeties, for the corners, to make plays on the ball. They know they missed some last week, Davis and Branch in particular. So this is a chance to maybe right some of those wrongs, you know, drop picks in particular from last week's game.
What do you think bothers them the most as a team? Obviously, everybody came out of the game and said, look, wins aren't easy to come by in the NFL. It's tough to take a win, and you'll take it every time you can. But beyond that, now that that's out of the way, what do you think they're pissed about that they want to prove?
I would say the third down struggles on offense. Every single person that we've talked to last week, coaches and players alike, have mentioned that on the offensive side. They're not used to that. I mean, this has been one of the best offenses in football for really 2.5 years now, and they didn't feel entirely like themselves. I also think that the offensive line felt like they could have done a better job run blocking early in that game. Obviously, they came around just fine by the end when they were just plowing through that Rams defensive line in overtime. But I think most of the lingering frustration, if you want to call it that, resides on offense. And I think proving early on that they still can lean on you up front.
Bertie, we look forward to having you on all season long. And we will talk to you next Friday at the latest.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.